My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. As Deacon Mike said at the beginning of this Mass, I am Father Matthias Constant Bayiha from Cameroon, but actually parochial vicar Queen of Peace Parish in Aurora. I'm very happy to share with you this morning, brothers and sisters in Christ, our mission, and to share with you also today's readings in this celebration. Every time I come in this parish, I say, oh my God, this parish is beautiful. Big and beautiful, just like Queen of Peace, but this is beautiful, you know. I'm here because every year, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Archdiocese of Denver gives us this beautiful opportunity to speak about the mission in Cameroon or in other dioceses in the world. And this year, the Archdiocese of Denver wants me to speak about my mission in this beautiful parish. I know this parish because sometimes for Advent and Lent, we come here to help for confessions. That's why someone says, Father, maybe I know you. I said, maybe, but I am Father Matthias because I came a few times to help for confessions. And I see some face here. I know you. This family, they come to confession at Queen of Peace. I see Clarence behind there. That's why this parish is familiar, right? And I know you also. Thank you, brothers and sisters in Christ, for coming in this beautiful celebration. But before speaking about my mission in Cameroon, I need to share with you today's readings. Beautiful readings. And the readings speak about mission. All the readings speak about mission. And in the first reading, God speaks about joy. Because, brothers and sisters in Christ, before announcing this mission, we need to receive and to feel joy in our life. And we need to be happy to announce the gospel. And the gospel says, Jesus appointed how many brothers? 72. Why? For mission. What mission? The mission of Jesus. Where? Everywhere. And Jesus appointed other 72. Means that before that he appointed some brothers. How many? You remember how many brothers Jesus appointed at the beginning? 12. 12 disciples. And the gospel says the mission, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. That's why 12 disciples are not enough to announce the gospel, to preach the gospel. That's why Jesus appointed again 72 brothers to announce the gospel. 12, 72, and then they are not enough. That's why we have the church. Pope, bishop, priest, deacons, every baptized for this mission in the world. And Jesus says to them, to all those brothers and sisters who are called to announce the gospel, to announce the good news, Jesus says to everyone, don't worry Don't think about money, sandals, nothing. Just go and announce the gospel. This is beautiful. That's why we need to be free and happy, brothers and sisters in Christ, to announce the gospel, the good news, everywhere. You can see that why Father Matthias is here, not in Cameroon. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to announce the gospel everywhere. Because before coming in Cameroon, I used to be student and priest in Italy, in Rome. After that, my mission sent me here. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are missionaries to preach the good news everywhere. And today's gospel, the reading speaking about the mission today, it's easy for me to speak about my mission in Cameroon, because as I said, I'm coming from Cameroon. And in Cameroon, we are French speaking and British English speaking. As you can hear, I am in the part in the side of French speaking, right? You hear that, right? French speaking. And Cameroon used to be independent in 1960. But from that day, we are still always trying to build first, to build our community of love. Because people are still fighting between French and other people, because Cameroon used to be former French colony and British former colony. But still everyone wants to lead the country. And doing that, you know, it is not easy at all to have peace in our countries, just like in many countries in Africa. People are still fighting and fighting and fighting. That's why it's beautiful for us, brothers and sisters in Christ, first to build our country, to build communities of love. That's why sometimes the church has to do something, because before preaching, we need to build this community of love, and then we can build beautiful churches, just like this beautiful church. I'm not asking you to build the church in Cameroon just like this, no? It's a dream. But first, it's beautiful to build first community and then this beautiful building, beautiful church. That's why I'm here, brothers and sisters, today, asking for your prayer first. For your prayer, because we need to build communities of love in our country, in Cameroon. It's not good to see people fighting every day. If they're still fighting, when they're going to build communities, they're going to build our country. With love, it's possible to build. It's possible to do beautiful things for our country. But if there is no love, it is not possible. That's why I ask you, brothers and sisters in Christ, first, for your prayer. The gospel was speaks today also about peace. The gospel said to the disciples, in every town you go, first say to the people, peace be with you, peace in this house. Then peace in Cameroon, peace in our country. If you have a chance to look for some news, you will see bad news, how many bad news we have. People fighting and fighting and fighting. That's why I'm asking for your prayer for peace in Cameroon. And second, I'm asking also for our generosity, you know. When I celebrated Mass July 4th in my parish, at Queen of Peace Parish, speaking about this country, about America, I said three things. I said when I first came in America 3 years ago, I didn't speak English at all. I was speaking French, Spanish, Italian, but English is a very difficult language. I said I'm going to make it. But I was impressed when I first came by three things. Beautiful country, first thing. Beautiful. Beautiful roads, beautiful houses, beautiful churches. I said, oh my God, this country is beautiful. And the second thing I said, is this country is beautiful? It's because people work hard. You see, this church is beautiful because people work hard to make this church beautiful. And the third thing I said, people in America are very, very generous. And I know that. And you see, to build this kind of church, oh my God, we see how people are generous to serve God and to serve the people. That's why I'm asking you, brothers and sisters in Christ, in this day, for your prayer and for your generosity, please pray for my country and for my diocese. My local diocese is just 23 years old. It's very young church. Very young. No, 26 years old. And since my church, my diocese is young, we need to build everything. I said at the beginning, first we need to build community of love. And then we need to build everything. Churches, okay, not like that, huh? Rectories, hospitals, because it's a rural diocese. There is no roads. For those who went in Africa, you will see. That's what I said. This country is lucky and beautiful. Let us help brothers and sisters in Christ, our local church, to build the community of love and the community of peace. May God bless you all. Thank you. God bless.